all hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, mateys. Jonas Squidley at the wheel of the good ship Jolly Roger. A setting sail for a unique Christmas story fit for your whole family it be. We'll be a-meeting Jamie at the children's home as she prepares for a visit with the Baileys. But there's a chill in the air, and it's not just the weather. So call your brothers and sisters, mom and dad, and neighbors next door for today's first of four parts, Christmas Carol by Ron and Shelley Hamilton, right here, right now. Ho, ho,
ho, ho. Christmas carols everywhere, Christmas carols fill the air, ringing out the message true. Merry, 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 merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Jamie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Are you packed yet? Mr. Bailey will be here in the morning.
Why do I have to go?
No, I know you don't really want to spend Christmas here at the children's home.
Why spend it anywhere else?
It gives you a chance to see what Christmas can be like with a family.
What's the point? To rub a happy family in my face and then dump me back here? No thanks.
It's only for a couple of days. Think of it as a vacation. Now please, pack your things.
I'm packed.
This is a very special family, Jamie. John and Carol Bailey are wonderful people. I've known Carol for most of her life. They have a daughter just your age. Please, give them a chance.
It's snowing!
snowing! Nikki, Sam, it's snowing!
It's snowing!
It's snowing?
Oh, what's going on in here?
Didn't you hear?
Along with everyone else in a 3-mile radius.
Sorry, but it's...
snowing. We know.
Can we go outside?
Oh, it's almost 9 o'clock.
But tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and there's no school.
Please, Daddy.
Carol?
Oh, all right. But just for a few minutes.
Woohoo!
It's really coming down.
Where's my hat?
Can we make a snowman?
Well, are you ready for tomorrow?
Of course I'm ready. I guess.
You've been awfully quiet today. Are you sure you want to do this? I kind of pushed you into it, didn't I?
John, I thought it was a great idea when we started praying that God would really use us to make a difference in someone else's life this Christmas.
And God has answered our prayer.
I know. I believe that, too. I just didn't expect our answer to be in the shape of an orphan for the holidays. But I'll be fine. Really.
I wish I could explain the feeling I got the first time I saw Jamie that day I volunteered at the orphanage. It was like I knew that God was going to use us in her life. And I know this is only for a couple of days. Unless we decide as a family to...
To what?
To maybe pray about it some more.
You're impossible.
Well, thank you for that compliment. Now, how about coming to the children's home with me tomorrow to get her? Nikki can watch the
no.
other...
No! I'm sorry. It's just that a lot needs to be done before she gets here. I need to get the trundle bed set up in here and wrap her Christmas presents and...
Maybe I'll just take Sam.
Good idea.
I mean, we don't want to overwhelm her with all our sunny personalities at once. Don't worry, Carol. It's going to be great. You'll see. Orphans are just like any other kids. Just a little more touchy.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just kidding, Carol. Now, don't worry. Jamie is just an ordinary kid who really needs the Lord.
Mom, we need a carrot for the nose.
I can't feel my hands.
Come on out, Dad, and help us with the snowman.
It's snowing, it's snowing.
She looks mean.
And guess whose room she's gonna be in? Lucky you, Leslie.
Thanks a lot, big brother.
Get back from the window. She'll see you. Now, I don't want either of you gawking at her. She's going to feel awkward enough. Let me fix your hair, Nikki.
Mom, please.
Can we keep her, Mom?
Nick, tuck in your shirt.
Why do we care what she thinks? She's only here for a few days.
I don't want to hear another word like that. Not from any of you. Living in a children's home is very different from growing up in a family, so I want you to be patient and kind. Understand?
Here we are. Well, looks like the gang's all here. Jamie, this is Mrs. Bailey.
It's nice to meet you, Jamie. Can I take your bag for you?
No, thanks. I don't like people touching my stuff.
These are our children, Nikki and Leslie. You've met Samantha already, of course.
She's not very friendly.
Sam! Honey, why don't we whip up some hot chocolate and bring out the cookies I baked this morning?
Good idea. We'll have some snacks and get to know each other. You kids go ahead and get acquainted. We'll be right back.
I'm Leslie. Welcome to our house.
Whatever.
How old are you?
14.
Yeah, right.
Wow, you're short for your age.
Sam!
So, what do you like to do?
Nothing.
Do you want to play a game? We've got Clue, Battleship,
I hate Battleship.
How about a video game?
I hate video games.
Want to go upstairs? Nikki and I made this huge Lego Superman.
I hate Legos, too.
This is going well.
Sam! Look, I don't want to be here any more than you want me here. I don't need you or your toys or your parents' charity, so leave me alone.
What a Scrooge. Come on, Sam, let's work on your puzzle.
How about some hot chocolate, Jamie?
She hates hot chocolate.
How do you know?
ESP.
Ah, extrasensory perception. So, Jamie, Mrs. Johnson says you're an avid reader.
Is avid a bad word?
Sam, shh.
What kind of books do you like?
Whatever.
Hey, Dad, how about a snowball fight?
That sounds great.
And can we make a snow fort like we did last Christmas?
How about it, Jamie?
I hate snow.
Why am I not surprised? Ow! Leslie kicked me!
Why don't you all go on outside and enjoy the snow? Jamie can hang out in here with me.
Great.
Jamie, I need to get these lights up on the tree before tonight.
Okay. Don't let me get in the way.
There. I finally got them all untangled. Now, if I can just reach around the back of the tree here... Whoa! Ooh, I almost knocked it over.
Good move.
Jamie, you think maybe you could help me with these lights?
I don't know what to do.
Here, just take that end and start wrapping it around the tree.
Oh, whatever.
Well, mate, the tensions are high in the beginning of this Christmas carol, but we'll have to come back next time to see what's going to happen at the Bailey house. Now, here's Christiane with an important Christmas message.
Welcome to the wonderful world of character-building music and stories from Patch the Pirate and Friends. This is Christiane with Christmas greetings for every family. The Christmas Carol musical is now available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This delightful musical has the theme of the true meaning of Christmas and is a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. The Christmas Carol musical is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure with a cast of unique characters and a creative storyline that teaches life-changing godly character traits. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our adventure recordings and music. Call or surf on in today.
Sailors, the Bible says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Christmas was that time when God sent his only begotten Son into the world to save us from our sin. Christmas is the time to praise the Lord. So sing along, mates!
Christmas is the time. That is why this Christmas is the time.
I Thanks for joining us. And don't forget to join us next week for part two of The Christmas Carol.
Christmas is the time to praise the Lord.